I have just returned from a wonderful vacation to Sebastopol, California, in the heart of Sonoma County. My dance partner, Marta, and I went up for a huge belly dance event called Tribal Fest. We've been before, so we knew the food would be great, but the ante had been up since we were there last. I've never been anywhere where everything was so fresh and delicious. Even the rest stops had organic offerings, perfumed strawberries, and gluten-free cookies. It was like being on another planet. We ate the best French fries at a little Belgian waffle shop when we got into the city. They were thick, hand-cut, hard crunchy on the outside, and hot and moist and floury within, with basil mayonnaise to dip them in. That night we went to the grocery store and took home a lovely spicy vegetable curry on brown rice, as well as some Marcona almonds, house-cured olives, medjool dates, and really stinky runny cheese. The next day we ate a fantastic dish of chilaquiles, tortillas sautéed with chili sauce, eggs, cheese, and avocado that nearly made us weep with joy. I ate almost no meat. Marta is a recently turned vegetarian, but it didn't stop us from having wonderful meals everywhere we went. To celebrate our dance performance, I took her on a fancy date where we ate roasted asparagus with poached egg, pecorino romano, and fresh pepper. We shared a salad of crunchy local lettuce tossed with a sheer herb vinaigrette and fiddlehead ferns. We spooned up stewed greens cooked with roasted garlic, anchovy, and olive oil. We ended our meal with a chocolate cake that barely towed the line between mousse and cake. We were still drooling as we flew away. As much as I love Wichita, it's always inspiring to see what other people are cooking. For KMUW, I'm Tanya Tandock.